أوحي إلى كل الأمم نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه. أما بعد عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي المقصرة بتقوى الله، فتقوى الله رأس كل نجاح وأساس كل فلاح. ومن تقوى الله أن تعلم ما أوجب عليك الله. وفي سياق الحديث عن أخطاء الناس في الأذان والإقامة، نود أن نبين أنه ليس على النساء أذان ولا إقامة، وهو فرض كفاية على الجماعة، وأن السنة في الأذان أن يكون عاليا وخارج المسجد، إذ أنه إعلام بدخول الوقت، بخلاف الإقامة فإنها إنما تكون للإعلام بالدخول في الصلاة، ولذا فإنها لا تذاع خارجيا بل يقتصر بها داخليا كما ثبت ذلك في السنة. ومن الأخطاء أيضا أن يمتنع المؤذن عن الأذان إن لم يعطى على ذلك أجرا، بقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعثمان بن أبي العاص رضي الله عنه حين قال: يا رسول الله اجعلني إمام قومي، فقال: أنت إمامهم واقتد بأضعفهم واتخذ مؤذنا لا يأخذ على أذانه أجرا، رواه أبو داود وصححه الألباني. ومن الأخطاء أيضا إضافة ألفاظ لصيغ الأذان الثابتة، كقول بعضهم: أشهد أن عليا ولي الله، أو قول بعضهم: حي على خير العمل. ومن الأخطاء أيضا قراءة شيء من القرآن أو الذكر قبل أو أثناء الأذان أو بعده، خلا ما ذكر مما قد هجر، من مثل قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال حين يسمع المؤذن أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله، رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام محمد رسولا وبالإسلام دينا، غفر له ذنبه، رواه ابن خزيمة في صحيحه. ومنها أيضا قوله: لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله، عند سماع المؤذن في الحيعلتين حين يقول: حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. ومنها الدعاء الوارد عقب الأذان، عقب هذا الذكر السابق الذي يتشهد فيه بعد الأذان، ثم يقول: اللهم آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة والدرجة العالية الرفيعة، وما إلى ذلك من أذكار ثابتة. وأما غير ما ثبت فلا يصح ولو انتشر بين الناس، وليحذر من تناول أذكار تنتشر بين الناس لا أساس لها من الصحة عند أهل العلم. ومن الأخطاء أيضا قول بعضهم عند قول المؤذن: قد قامت الصلاة، أقامها وأدامها الله، وهذه لفظة لم ترد من طريق صحيح بل ولا حتى ضعيف، فوجب تركها. هذه جملة من الأخطاء مما يسر الله ذكرها، وليست لحصر الأخطاء جميعا. نسأل الله لنا ولكم الهداية والسداد، فاللهم اهدنا ويسر الهدى لنا، واجعلنا ممن أخلصوا لك واتبعوا سنة رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. ألا وصلوا عباد الله على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه بأمر الله تعالى، إذ يقول سبحانه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. فاللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وأنعم على نبينا وحبيبنا وسيدنا وقرة عيوننا وقدوتنا محمد صاحب الحوض والشفاعة، الآمر بنهج السنة والجماعة، من مننت عليه باللواء المعقود والحوض المورود. عباد الله، إن الله وملائكته، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تسمعون.
اللهم نسأل الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة.
الكون كأثره خلاص تحارب تنارب للخلق حارب من المهات إلى أفكار لا يسر الهدى الشفاء
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
المستقيم هذه هي من أحد الغالية من المجتمع هي أبنائنا نوصيهم أيها الأبناء تقوى الله واعلموا أن أي درجة تنزلها بامتحان الغش قد تؤثر في نفسهم جميع داخلك المصدر فاتق الله أيها الأخوان وإياك أن تغش ولا تخشى من الخشوع الأمر الأهم أن لا تغشوا بامتحان الآخرة وليس الخشوع في اختبارات الدنيا بشيء فعليك أن تتق الله وانظر إلى كثير من الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل وهم لا يقرؤون ولا يكتمون فبدروا أغنياء المرض وكم من فلان حمل شهادات حاسنة ترتبت على غشه في امتحانات مرحلة المتوسط أو الثانوية أو الجامعية لم ينفقوا في حياة الأرض أو مديونين وأصبحت حياتهم السعيد والجحيم فلذلك نوصي أبناءنا أن لا يغشوا ونوصي الآباء أن لا يغشوا يمكنوا على أبنائهم ويقرؤوا عليهم للتهديد والوعيد ولكن التوجيه والإرشاد ويبين لهم أن هذا المستقبل مصلح ويحذر من قبل النفس عن أي غش فإن ذلك من يغشه وحيد جدا ولا ينطق بالامتحان لفتح كل المكان ولا ينطق لكان الحصار من الله اشد فلذلك احببنا التبني على ذلك اسال الله لجميع ابناء الطلاب النجاح في دراستهم والنجاح قبل في عبادتهم لربهم وكفهم بآبائهم اللهم اعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد
من باب الحكم الإدغامي يعني حكم أشهد أن لا وأقل أشهد أن لا لكن تدغم تصبح أشهد أن لا إله ولا شك أن الأولى أن أقول أشهد أن لا إله لكن ما تغير المعنى أبدا إذا كان إمام راتب لابد لعله إذا كان إمام أدى مرة واحدة أو إذا كان إمام أدى مرة واحدة فما عليه إن شاء الله ما عليه الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه Dear brothers and sisters حياكم الله To the translation of the hope of today which is titled by Mistakes of the Muslims in the Adhan and Itaah Adhan Muslims of Allah The Adhan in the legislation of Islam is a great worship that the legislation the wise legislation have encouraged the Muslims for doing it as in the hadith of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan رضي الله عنه who said I hear the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying المؤذنون أقوى الخلق يوم القيامة The Mu'adzeen are the ones who are going to be the longest minutes on the day of resurrection. And of course this has a meaning. Because in the day of resurrection, the sun will come closer to people in a distance of 1 mile. And this means large, a lot of sweat. So the sweat is going to go high. So they're going to have higher minutes. mean على الرد. And also usually the higher neck, which means the higher head, means pride. That is someone recognized. This hadith was reported by Imam Muslim. And the other hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه, who said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to عبد الله بن عبد الرحمن بن أبي صعصعة الأنصاري رضي الله عنه, he said to him, إني أراك تحب الغنم والباقية. I found you love sheep and desert. فإذا كنت في غنمك أو باديتك فأذنت للصلاة فارفع صوتك بالنداء. So whenever you are with your sheep in the desert and you call for prayer, then make your voice loud. Make it loud. فإنه لا يسمع مدى صوت المؤذن جن ولا إنس ولا شيء إلا شهد له يوم القيامة. For that there will be no jinn, mankind, or anything else can hear the voice of the muazzin except that he is going to witness that in the day of resurrection. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri says, I hear that from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari. عن حديث البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنهما هو سيد ذات القبط عند الله صلى الله عليه وسلم السيد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على الصف المقدم ذلك الله عند طريق for the people who are on the first row. والمؤذن يغفر له بمد صوته. And the مؤذن will be given forgiveness as his voice extends. يعني as that distance. ويصدقه من سمعه من رقب ويابس. And everything going to heal him of the wet or dry. Wet or dry, meaning mutilation, whatsoever wet or dry. Alright? وَلَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ مَنْ صَلَّى مَعَهُ. And he will be given the same reward of those who pray with him because of his adhan. And this hadith was reported by Nasa'i and Albani authenticated it. Also the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, who said that verily Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أذن ثنتي عشرة سنة وجبت له الجنة. Whoever called the adhan for 12 years, raise the adhan for 12 years, the Jannah will be guaranteed for him, affirmed. وكتب له بتأذينه بكل يوم 60 حسنة. And in every day he calls the adhan, he will be given 60 حسنة. ولكل إقامة 30 حسنة. And for every إقامة 30 حسنة. So if he is the one who is raising the adhan and iqama, and each day he will be given 90 hasanat. And this hadith is reported by Ibn Majah, Al-Hakim, in his Mustadrak, and authenticated by Al-Dhahabi and Al-Albani, rahimahullah. These are not the only hadith which indicate the murder and found it enough for presenting the subject and to emphasize the importance of this great worship and very high position. However, there is number of mistakes, which is not that little, of what the people commit and make while calling for Adhan and Iqam. And for these, first, most of the Mu'adhineen, they do not see or change the time, the exact time of the Adhan. So they either call the Adhan earlier or sometime later, which is wrong. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه that is reported in Sunan Abi Dawud, Tirmidhi, and Sayyid ibn Khuzaymah, and also from the Kalib al-Albani, and it has a shahid, a supporter from the hadith of Aisha رضي الله عنها, which has been reported by Ibn Hibban with an authentic chain of narration. The Prophet ﷺ said, الإمام ضامن والمؤذن مؤتمن. And then he said again, اللهم ارشد الأئمة وفق المؤذنين. الإمام ضامن. The Imam will be responsible for the care of the people behind him. So if he does anything wrong, or if he, for example, prays without wudu, knowing that, or if he lost his wudu during the prayer and he does not leave, then the prayer of all those people are going to be on the account of his, on the day of resurrection. والمؤذن مؤتمن, and also the مؤذن is responsible of the time of prayers and fasting and breaking fast. So these two are responsible, they have a very high responsibility. It's not something easy, but it's not something little as well. It's given very high reward. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ should begin for them saying, Allahumma arshidil a'immah. Oh Allah, guide the imams. Waqzim al mu'adzimin, and forgive the mu'adzimin. Guide the imams to the best of how they do the prayer perfect. So the prayer of the people behind them is going to be perfect too. Yes, the Mu'adhin is responsible. But some of the Mu'adhin, as you say, they call the Adhan before the time enters. While we hear the Prophet ﷺ say, or while we hear Jabir ibn Samurah رضي الله عنه saying, كان بلال لا يؤخر الأذان عن الوقت. بلال never used to delay the Adhan from the time that it should be raised in. وربما أخر الإقامة شيئا. And he might delay the إقامة a little bit. And so he is not delaying the Adhan, it means he is not also calling it earlier. So he's calling it on time, just on time. And from the Sunnah is that the Mu'adhin be of those who have loud sounds, voices, so it can reach the first possible. From the hadith of Abdullah ibn Zayd رضي الله عنه يرفعه, meaning raised to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم,
where he صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded Abdullah bin Zayd, because Abdullah bin Zayd was one of those who had the belief of the Adhan before it was instituted. So he صلى الله عليه وسلم told Abdullah, فَأُمَّعَ بِلَالٍ فَأَلْقِ عَلَيْهِ مَا رَأَيْتَ فَلْيُؤَذِّنْ بِهِ فَإِنَّهُ أَنْجَى صَوْتَ مِنْكَ. Go with Bilal and teach him what you have seen in your dream, as I need him to call the Adhan as he has a better voice and stronger voice than yours. But the better voice does not mean change it to song. Does that mean to sing the Adhan as so many Muazzin do? The nice voice is a nice voice. Not like mine, of course. But there are nice voices. Unfortunately, most of those whom Allah Ta'ala has given them nice voices, they try to sing the Adhan. They try to sing it. And that is wrong. People like me, who have big, rough voice, maybe do that to cover their roughness. But one who has, and who has given a very nice voice, what for he needs to sing. That is wrong. And what we call it lahan has two types. One can change the meaning, which will cause the adhan be invalid. So it invalidates the adhan. And the other, although it does not invalidate the adhan, but it is disliked while giving the adhan. الشيخ ابن عثيمين said in الشرح الممتع, واللحن ينقسم الى قسمين. لحن is a two types. قسم لا يصح معه الاذان. One side, the adhan is not considered to be valid. وهو الذي يتغير به المعنى. And that is what the meaning can be changed with. فلو قال, as the muadzin said, الله أكبر, so it's sent between the ba and ra, أكبر, this will change the meaning, because أكبر is like أكبر plural, singular of it is كبر, that is كبر. So كبر means in Arabic بطل, which is the ground, and of course this is totally different meaning. Allahu Akbar, and how can you say it's a dhamm? And of course this will invalidate the adhan, no doubt. So if we hear the muadzin saying this adhan, we cannot validate that adhan. We have to make the adhan once again in sundown rules, go in calling the adhan, even if he is not one who has nice voice. But he can call the adhan correctly. And the other side, the adhan will be acceptable, however, the way they make the mistake is disliked. Like they change the dhamma to fatha. Allahu Akbar, they change it to Allah Akbar. They say Allah. Instead of Allah, you say Allah. And also, the last part, حَيَّاً عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, instead of حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, or حَيَّ instead of حَى, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ. And this, as he is a man, and this is his best of what he can do, then we do not assign him as the muadzin. Except a that there is no one else. And from this mistake that changed the meaning in the adhan, changing the kaf to qaf to say Allahu Akbar instead of Allahu Akbar, some say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and that is a false meaning, because Akbar means to bow someone. To bow someone. As in the ayah, ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَقْبَرَ. Now, and from these mistakes, changing the dhamma of Allah to be wide and extending the voice in the dhamma of Allah to be changed to wide, saying, Allahu Akbar. This is wrong, of course. It means Allah is Akbar. It means then Allah and Akbar. So it says, change to an. And from the mistakes that the Muhammadin do, is changing the Hamza of Allah to what we call Hamza to Stifham, to question. Hamza for questioning. And instead of saying Allahu Akbar, they say Allahu Akbar. And it means, is it true that Allah is great? So the Mu'adzin is doubtful. And we never said the adhan from Mu'adzin is doubtful that Allah is the great. And the mistake is what some people say, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله محمد. This is also wrong. This is also wrong. These are some of the mistakes that can change the meaning. But the la'an, which we know the la'an as what they call melody. Okay, the melody in the adhan, of course, invalidates the adhan. Some of the ulama, like as we are going to hear, they say it is makruh, but some say it will invalidate. And Ibn Adhanin said in Shah al-Mumta, it is like when the muaddin does the adhan on the way of singing. He says this is makruh. But the adhan, and you can't consider adhan. Although, as I told you, some other ulama say no, it is not considered to be adhan. The Allah Muhammad Ibrahim, Allah, said in the Fatawa al Qasai, he says, ثم التمديد الزائد عن المطلوب في الأذان ما ينبغي. And extends in the statements of Adhan more than what's supposed to be is not acceptable. فإن أحال المعنى فإن يمكن الأذان. So if it changes the meaning, then it will invalidate the Adhan. And then it says, حروف المد إذا وقفت أكثر من اللازم فلا ينبغي. The حروف of مد, as we know that it's the Alif Lam Ya. This huruf, if you extend it more than what's supposed to be, then it can't change the meaning. He said, حتى الحركات, even the حركات of فتح ضمة, إذا مدت إن حالة المعنى لم يصح وإلا قوي. Even the حركات, if it is extended, like the ضمة, extended to war, it changed the meaning, then the adhan is not sahih. وَيُقَالُ لَحَنَا فِي قِرَاءَتِهِ وَأَذَانِهِ. As Ibn Qasim, رحمه الله, says on his examination, the book of Arad al-Murda, when he examined the book of Arad al-Murda, he said, لَحَنَا فِي قِرَاءَتِهِ وَأَذَانِهِ إِذَا مَرَضَ وَهَرَ الْأَدَى.
He said, the person can do lahan in his adhan or recitation of Quran when he change it to the way of yani melody or the whistling of birds. وَهُوَ تَكْبِيعُ الصَّوْتِ وَتَرْدِيدُهُ And it is breaking the voice and repeating it. وَأَصْلُ خِفَّةٍ تُصِيبُ الْمَرْأَ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْفَرْحِ And originally, this would happen with someone who is too happy, usually. Or من شدة التحزين or because of the extreme sadness. And you know, when someone is crying, for example, and you ask him about something, he keeps breaking your like that. So if the adhan goes like that, then this is not good. من الإطالة والطلبة واللحن والقرآن والأذان التطويل and it says the لحن in the Quran and Adhan means to extend, to make what should be short long or what should be long short. This is لحن. And also it must, like the Muhammad or the Adhan must come on the number of repetitions that's still in the Sunnah. You cannot repeat this or more than what's been proved in the Sunnah. You cannot. And the Sunnah says, four times Allah Akbar, you cannot make it three, or two, or four, or five, or six. You have to stick to the number. As it is four. As the Prophet said, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلْ مَيْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَرْحَدْ Anybody does anything that our sunnah is not, that it does not address our sunnah, then it is rejected. And the adhan must be from one person, not from two. And if the adhan is raised by two, then the adhan is not considered valid. Is not considered valid. And the adhan must be with an intention. It must be done with an intention. Intention. To raise the adhan. If we are raising the adhan to teach someone, we do not consider it to be the adhan of prayer. Or if you are raising the adhan to, as they say, keep the shaitan away, if the shaitan wants to use the adhan, he puts his fingers into his ears and run away. But is this general or the adhan for prayers? Allah wa'alam, but it seems that it is, yani this case will happen when the shaitan hears the adhan of prayer. Because at that time people will come and prostrate. While he disdained to prostrate, he refused to prostrate. So that's why he ran away, he doesn't want to use this call. And the adhan is considered acceptable when it is raised by anybody who is mumayyiz. Mumayyiz means the child who can distinguish between the good and bad. And he is a wise child, we understand. So when you ask him anything, he can give you a good answer. And when you send him to do something, he will do it very well. And this means that the child from 7 years and above. And it must be from a male. It cannot be from a female. As for the adhan, it is raised by a female, is not acceptable. And we cannot pray with that adhan. Even if you are in the house, you have your wife, and your wife calls the adhan. This adhan you cannot pray with. You will have to call the adhan yourself. As Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما says, ليس على النساء أذان ولا إقامة. There is no adhan, no إقامة for the women. As reported in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. As for the mistakes that people do while the Adhan phrase, you see them talking or doing something, but not repeating after the Muadzin, which is of course wrong. And one of the mistakes is that so many people do not come to the masjid, which belongs to the first floor, and the adhan, meaning the time either before or with the adhan, then as they cannot do that, I mean, because they all, if they know anyone, they all will come to the limit that the first floor would not take them all. So then they will do the what we call Islam. Islam is to someone Islam like that. The Quran. Quran, I mean. Huh? Begin. Except if they don't find a way to come to the first voice in the beginning, then they would do it. Because of the reward that they need. And if they know what is in Tahjeel, or يَعْلَمُونَ مَا بِالتَّهْجِيلِ وَالسَّبَقُ إِيهِ التهجير من العجير والعجير وقت الظهيرة. العجير is the time of يعني zenith and the limit is 2 hours. So when they come early that time, if they know what reward is given for this, they will come. They will even not consider the heat and temperature. And if they know ولو يعلمون ما في العتمة أو العتمة والصبح, and if they know what is in the Atma, Atma is the Isha prayer. Because Atma means that. And the Isha is that. The night gets dark. Wasub, meaning the Fajr, morning prayer. La atawuma wa la hadwa. If they know what is the reward given for coming to the Muslim in these 2 times, they will come easy calm. If they cannot walk. Because of the reward, which is not said to us, but it is of course great. And from the mistakes that people do, and some of the people may raise the iqamah without any permission from the muadzin. They just see time for salah. It says on the board 20 minutes between the adhan and the iqamah. The muaddin did not call the iqamah. The muaddin is not here, is somewhere. Then some of them come and call the iqamah without permission. This is not correct. And some of the ulama said the prayer with this iqamah is not acceptable. They have to wait for the muaddin to come and call the iqamah. Or ask his permission. They cannot call the iqamah and without his permission. And then by that we end the first part of the khutbah.